9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. 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 Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Somebody told me that you found somebody new and you're happy. You were never really very good at being alone. Serious, so whatever that means. I'm sure you told him I was just somebody you used to know. I know he doesn't know.
just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I was the knight in shining armor in your movie. Would put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste now. I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me. You're the reason that I just can't concentrate. Hey! I've been trying to fix my pride, but now you're broken. Now you're broken. Lie, 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 and try to hide, but now you know it. That I'm at an all-time.
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
These empties, Lord, as soon as I find where they lay, tied off them jolly and leaving mines on a long hot summer day. And for every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, Tobo picking up barges on a long hot summer day.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds. Let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
We welcome you in to Riders Field here in beautiful Frisco, Texas, on a perfect Friday night for baseball. It's game four of the six-game series between the Corpus Christi Hooks and the Frisco Rough Riders. The Riders hanging on to a 2-1 advantage after a thriller last night. They win it 9-4, and all of that in part due to a massive five-run sixth inning highlighted by Cooper Johnson's grand slam. The Riders back at it today, and there is a lot to be excited about, as if there wasn't already, with the Riders sitting at 46-26 on the year. It's the debut one of the best starters that we may see this year, and Winston Santos going against Aaron Brown. Should be a lot of fun. We'll preview that here in just a moment, but first we'll introduce ourselves alongside Zach Bigley. I'm Luke Maley. Mentioned Aaron Brown just a minute ago, the right-hander making his ninth start of the year, making his fourth appearance and third start against the Riders. On the season, he is 2-4 with a 4.8 ERA. That's 29 earned runs and 54 and a third innings of work. 64 strikeouts to 18 walks. Against the Riders, he's 2-1 with a 5.52 ERA. But both of his wins this year have come against Frisco. He's given up 9 earned runs on 18 hits and 6 walks with 14 strikeouts over 14 and two-thirds innings pitched. He's been hit around by this Riders lineup just a little bit, but he's gotten a lot of insurance on the other side, giving up a 305 average. It's Aaron Brown who gets the ball today for the Hooks, trying to respond after a loss last night. It's the AA debut on the other side of Winston Santos, making his 13th start of the season and his first at the AA level. Santos is the Rangers' number 15 ranked prospect. He is 6-3 with a 2.80 ERA this year across those 12 starts in High A Hickory. In those 12 games started, 3 of them have been scoreless, and 9 out of his 12 have been 2 earned runs or less. He's coming off of arguably his worst start of the year, where he gave up 4 earned runs across 5 innings of work with a season-low 1 punch-out, which really doesn't sound like all that bad of a start. But by Santos standards, it wasn't his best work. So he's looking to respond and start off things right in his Rough Riders career. He's racked up 81 strikeouts in 64 and a third innings pitched, being tagged with 3 long balls over that span. So it's Winston Santos getting the ball against Aaron Brown. We'll step aside on the Riders pregame show. When we come back, you'll get part 2 of our 2-part interview with Rough Riders relief pitcher Tyler Owens.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Back on the Riders pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network. Yesterday, you got part 1 of our 2-part interview with Rough Riders reliever Tyler Owens. The Riders coming off of a big 9-4 win in Game 3 of the series, in which they tallied 12 hits and got a really nice start from winning pitcher Nick Crouth. We'll dive into part 2 of this interview with Tyler Owens, talking a little bit about what he's seen from Nick Crouth this year, as well as looking back on the first half of this year. This bullpen, we've mentioned how good they've been. The starters have been great as well. Talk to me a little bit about what you've seen from Nick Crouth and maybe behind the scene what you see from him on a day-to-day basis.
Oh, no, Crouth, he's my roommate, and I love that man. He started off a little – he had 2 little rough patches at the beginning of the year, but since then, me and him, we just sit down on the couch every night and talk about baseball, and since then, he is just – he's been grinding. That man has been shoving.
Yeah, over his last 5 starts, an ERA right around 2. So a guy that's been coming to the ballpark and taking care of business. That's what the starters have been doing. And what does that do for you guys as a bullpen to know that we're likely not going to be needed on any given night till at least the 6th or 7th inning? And, you know, at that point, you're most of the time been working with a lead. So trying to protect that lead, does that change the mentality at all? Or is it just the same night in, night out?
Oh, it's just the same, night in, night out. As soon as you hear your name, you got to get up and you got to do your job.
No doubt about it. We look back at that first half. You guys had a big celebration. The last series here at home, you guys were able to sweep Amarillo to clinch things a whole series early. So that trip to Midland, that wasn't the best baseball of the year from the Riders, but it didn't really matter all that much because the Riders had already clinched the first half. What was that celebration like for you, and what do you think about this group of guys?
Oh, that celebration was intense. I've never really been on a winning team up until this year, and that was my first clinch that we've had. And that was awesome. This is a special group of guys. I'll never forget it.
Chatting with Tyler Owens here on the pregame show. And last thing before we let you go, you mentioned the winning team. This is a team that seemingly has played pretty loose all year offensively out of the pen, the starters. Everybody's real loose. It's a close-knit group that has a good mix of veterans and younger guys as well. When you look at the dynamic of this team moving into the second half now, they can play even looser now. Do you feel like that's something you've seen over the first couple of games or something that you expect to see continue over the course of the second half?
I don't really see this team letting up, to be honest. We're going to play loose, but I feel like we're still going to have a chip on our shoulder and just wanting to win.
All right, last thing, then we'll let you go, Tyler. Talk to me a little bit on an off day for you. What sort of things are you doing on an off day? Is it hanging in the AC? Are you going out hitting the golf course? What's Tyler Owens' off day look like?
Honestly, it's not too much. It's just sitting around a lot, going to the grocery store, coming back, and usually cooking a big steak at the end of it.
There you go. That's Tyler Owens on the Riders pregame show. We'll step aside, but when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network, we'll go ahead and get you the starting lineups for Game 4 of this six-game series with the Astros-affiliated Corpus Christi Hooks.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Back high atop Riders Field, alongside Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley. It's game number 4 of this six-game set. The Riders holding on to a 2-1 advantage here in the young second half, the first series of this second half. Riders have already punched their ticket to the postseason, winning the first half Texas League South crown for the first time since 2014. They're back at it, sitting tied atop the Texas League South, three games in with that 2-1 record, 46-26 overall for Corpus Christi at 1-2 in this second half, 27-45 on the year. Go ahead and get to those starting lineups. First for the visitors, the Astros-affiliated Hooks. Jerron Williams will lead things off and play shortstop after a night off yesterday. Bryce Matthews is the third baseman, and he bats second. Batting third is the center fielder, number 29, Jacob Melton. Zach DiZenzo, the first baseman, is in the cleanup spot, followed by Tommy Sacco Jr., the second baseman. The left fielder, Colin Barber, bats sixth, followed by the designated hitter, Pasquinel Ferreras, in the seventh spot. In that eighth spot is Colin Price. He'll do the catching tonight for Aaron Brown. And rounding out the Hooks' order is the right fielder, Rolando Espinosa, making his debut here in this series. Again, for the Hooks, it is Williams, Matthews, Melton, DiZenzo, Sacco, Jr., Barber, Ferreras, Price, Espinosa. Then for the Riders, looking to respond after a win last night, trying to secure, at the very least, a split here in this six-game series. A double-A debut at the top of the order. The right fielder, Alejandro Osuna, makes his double-A debut alongside the man on the hill, Winston Santos. Behind Osuna, Josh Hatcher, the designated hitter, bats second.
Liam Hicks will do the catching and bat third. In the cleanup spot is the third baseman, Cody Freeman. Maximo Acosta will play second base and bat fifth. Aaron Zavala back in the order. He's the left fielder batting sixth. Behind him is Abimelech Ortiz. He'll work the one bag today and bat seventh. Batting eighth is the shortstop, Brainier Chavez. And rounding out Carlos Cardoza's Rough Riders is the center fielder, Daniel Mateo. Now again for the Riders, Osuna, Hatcher, Hicks, Freeman, Acosta, Zavala, Ortiz, Chavez, Mateo. Should be a lot of fun. Talked about the pitchers, Aaron Brown and Winston Santos taking the hill. And there's a lot to be excited about this Double-A debut, not only for Osuna at the top of the order, who had a tremendous outing his last time out with the Hickory Crawdads, went 5-for-5, hitting for the cycle and tallied 5 RBI. And Winston Santos has been nails all year, 6-3 with a 2.8 ERA. His debut right around the corner when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network. Zach Bigley will join us and take us to first pitch.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Spend Independence Day at Riders Field with Stars and Stripes Night, presented by Rhythm Energy. The night features a patriotic Teddy tank top giveaway at the gates, courtesy of Rhythm Energy, and our biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. It's also Thirsty Thursday with half-priced Coors Light, Truly, and Big Stick Blonde through the seventh inning. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River ticket to catch the game from the Lazy River with $2 drink specials until 8 p.m. See you at Riders Field on Thursday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Arkansas Travelers at 7:05 p.m. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
And he made the grab.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
If it stays fair, there's no doubt about it. Over the Lazy River.
Gone!
The Riders have come storming back.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
Oh my goodness! What a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
Tonight, as Queso State Frisco, the Rough Riders have the much-anticipated debut of Winston Santos on the hill here at the AA level. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Riders Field. It's a beautiful day for baseball, and alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to welcome you into Frisco, Texas. Winston Santos was phenomenal during his time with High A Hickory, and today he makes his first start in his AA career. The 22-year-old, 6-foot, 160 pounds on the mound, chatting it up with
Home plate umpire Steven Rios Jr. right now before his first pitch. With High A Hickory, he went 6-3 with a 2.80 ERA in 12 starts. Across 81 strikeouts, 64 and a third innings, he walked just 20 batters. He faces a top of the order in Jaron Williams, Bryce Matthews, and Jacob Melton. Game 4 of this 6-game series between the Rough Riders and the Hooks, the AA affiliates of the Rangers and the Astros. Away we go with the game's first pitch. It's up and in with a fastball at 98 miles an hour, and we're underway at 7:06 in the p.m., just 1 minute tardy, and Santos is fired up here for his first AA start. The 1-0. Swinging a foul out of play to the right side, and it's one ball and one strike on Williams, who's 0-4 in his one appearance in this series. That was back in game number 2. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Santos winds and fires. Swinging a foul back into the glove of Liam Hicks, the catcher today for the Rough Riders. Another 98-mile-an-hour heater, and it's one ball and two strikes. If this is your first time watching Winston Santos pitch, it's a really electric fastball from the right-hander. He holds his glove off to the right side of his head as he gets his sign. He rocks in the 1-2. A broken bat flare down the right side, and it leaks foul. It's one ball and two strikes, and Williams broke his bat. It's a three-pitch mix for Santos. He'll go fastball, slider, and changeup. For the most part, he is fastball and slider against right-handed batters and fastball and changeup against lefties, or at least that's what he did in Hickory. He'll have to throw more righty-righty changeups more than likely here at this level, and the Rough Riders have been very righty-righty changeup heavy this season, and so he certainly will throw more than he did in Hickory. One ball and two strikes on Williams, the pitch. Fouled straight back in a 99-mile-an-hour fastball this time, and it's one ball and two strikes from Winston Santos. Defense behind him today, it's Aaron Zavala in left, Daniel Mateo in center field, and Alejandro Osuna making his AA debut. He's out in right field. Cody Freeman at third, Franmer Chavez at short. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out, and a lost bat by Williams. It goes flailing back behind home, and it's a strikeout to remember for Winston Santos, his first career AA strikeout and the first batter that he faces. Climbed the ladder with 98 miles an hour in the heater. Electric stuff. Bryce Matthews now, the third baseman. 0-6 with a couple walks in this series. A one up, one down on the strikeout. And Santos with a glove near his head once again. He winds and fires. Swinging a line drive up the middle. It's past Chavi and into center field. And Bryce Matthews has himself a base hit, his first of this series. Singling into center field. Matthews, the number 3 prospect in the Astros organization, picking up a base hit. And now the number 1 prospect in the org steps in, and Jacob Melton. Left-handed batter, no score, top of the first inning, just underway. Rest of that defense for the Rough Riders, it's Max Acosta at second, Abimelech Ortiz at first, and Liam Hicks is the catcher today for Santos. He deals. Fastball just up and in at 97, and it's one ball and no strikes. Slight pole side shift on the Rough Riders infield for the left-handed batter in the navy top today, gray bottoms. Stretch in the 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball down and in, and it's two balls and no strikes. The Rough Riders in the Queso de Frisco uniforms today. It's the cream top, cream bottom. It's a green ball cap with a red brim. And red script quesos across the chest with green numbers on front and back. 2-0. That's just inside. Barely missing with another fastball. Three balls and no strikes. Santos has always been a very good command pitcher. Only 20 walks in his time with High A. He readies. And the pitch is a strike right down the middle. A fastball. It's three balls and one strike now to Melton, the center fielder, who's 2-for-9 in this series. Riders exploding offensively yesterday, winning 9-2. Grand slam from Cooper Johnson, a solo homer from Kellen Strom. 3-1, sent high in the air, down the left field line, hooking down into the corner, and it's gone. Jacob Melton with his 6th home run of the year. And it's 2-0 Hooks here in the top of the first inning. Well, Melton has hit now 5 of his 6 home runs against right-handed pitching. He came in the best hitter batting average-wise on the Hooks against righties. And that one just snuck out of here, 362 feet down the left field line, 101 miles an hour exit velocity. So back-to-back hits, a single and a homer here in the first inning. It's 2-0, Hooks lead it. And now Zach DiCenzo, right-handed batter, the pitch. That's on the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Santos allowed just 3 home runs at the high A level. And one of them to lefties. The pitch. That clips the upper edge outside corner with the slider. 0-2. An early 2-run home run just like yesterday. The pitch. That one misses high, and it's 1-2 on DiCenzo. So one out, bases clear now in the top of the first inning. 2-0 Corpus Christi. Santos with a rude greeting to this double-A level. He readies from the wind. First base side of the rubber, he pitches. Swing and a miss, burned it right by him for strike 3. He comes back and strikes out DiCenzo after allowing the homer. 2 down in the first inning. And here's Tommy Sacco Jr. A good firm fastball at 99 right down the heart of the plate. And what he'll soon learn is that the fastball is going to establish, but you make mistake pitches and they can get punished here at this level. First pitch to Tommy Sacco Jr. Swing and a miss and a good slider down and in, and it's 0-1. They say the jump from high A to double A is one of the hardest in the minor leagues. Santos, still very young, a 22-year-old. The pitch. Breaking ball on the outside edge. The slider back door for a strike. 0-2. Santos turned 22 on April 15th, so he'll be 22 the whole rest of this season. The number 15 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline and the Rangers organization, he was unranked coming into this year. 0-2, just a hair inside, 1-2. He earned that 15th spot when Wyatt Langford graduated off the list. And Pipeline jumped him all the way up to 15. That's how well he'd be throwing at the beginning of the year. He rocks in the 1-2. Swing and a miss, he struck him out. So he ends up striking out the side, getting him with the slider there to end the first inning. But a 2-run homer from Jacob Melton, making it 2-0 Corpus. We go to the bottom of the first inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We're to the home half for the first inning. It's 2-0. Corpus Christi out in front of the Queso State Frisco today, the Rough Riders. There's Alejandro Osuna making his double-A debut in the first pitch. is just off the plate away from Aaron Brown. It's one ball and no strikes. Osuna coming up from High A Hickory, making his debut today with the Rough Riders. 1-0 pitch. He swings and misses, cutting through a fastball right down the heart of the plate. It's one ball and one strike. Osuna had himself quite a memorable final game in High A 2 days ago. The pitch. There's a fly ball hit well into left center field, sending Melton back at the warning track, looking, and it's off the middle of the fence. Osuna up to second. He stops right there. Welcome to Double A. Alejandro Osuna doubling to left center in his first Double A at bat, and the Riders are in business here in the first.
When you're hot, you're hot. And Alejandro Osuna is scorching hot right now. And you make that jump to the next level, going from High A to Double A, you wonder, will that swing stay the same? Will the moment, the anticipation for this be too much? Not for Osuna there. Good looking swing.
So here's Josh Hatcher now. Runner at second, nobody out. Brown pitches. Swinging a line drive to third, and Matthews spears it out of the air to his left. There's one away. Hatcher hit it hard, 101-mile-an-hour exit velocity, but Liam Hicks now comes to the plate after Hatcher is retired. 2-0 Corpus Christi, bottom of the first.
One pitch, one out there, Zach, but in terms of this game going forward, that's a great sign that the top of this order has, and when they've decided to swing, they have hit the ball hard. You get a leadoff double from your leadoff man, and then Hatcher smacks one to 101 on a line. The expected batting average on that one is through the roof. He just happened to hit it right at Matthews.
So now Liam Hicks, left-handed batter. Aaron Brown ready from the stretch. He looks back to second, and the right-hander kicks home. That's up, and it's one ball and no strike. So we mentioned Alejandro Osuna, his final game at High A. What did he do? He went 5-for-5, hitting for the cycle and driving in 5 runs. An incredible game for him. That was on Tuesday, the pitch. Now that's below the zone, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Or I should say that was on Wednesday. He said after the game, his manager down in Hickory, Chad Comer, said congratulations on the cycle in front of everybody. Here's the stretch. And the 2-0 pitch. That's right down the heart of the plate on a changeup for a strike. And the count goes to 2-1. And he said, and Alejandro, you better pack your bags because you're heading to Frisco. And that's how he was told, and he was on a flight the next day and now making his debut. 2-1. That's outside. It's 3 balls and 1 strike now. Hicks, the Rough Riders catcher, with a good day yesterday. Picked up a couple hits, a double, and an RBI single. And the Rough Riders 9-4 win. 3-1. He takes a strike at the knees in the outside corner with the fastball from Brown, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. We play in the bottom of the first inning. 2-0 Corpus Christi leads. Osuna at second base taking his lead. Good speed. Brown ready from the stretch. He pitches. Strike 3 call. Got him with a heater at the knees. Hicks down on strikes. And that brings Cody Freeman to the plate. Well-located fastball right at the bottom of the zone. Aaron Brown with the strikeout. Now Cody Freeman. Freeman has a double and a homer and a couple RBIs in this series. Game-winning 8th-inning homer in Game 1 of this series. A 3-2 win for the Rough Riders. Brown pitches. And just misses up and in. It's 1 ball and no strikes. Aaron Brown making his 4th appearance against the Rough Riders this season, his 3rd start. He's 2-1 with a 5.52 ERA head-to-head against Frisco. He readies in the 1-0 pitch on the way. That's on the outside corner with the slider for a strike. 1 ball and 1 strike in the Riders' 3rd baseman. Brown has allowed 9 runs over 14 and 2/3 innings head-to-head with the Rough Riders. Former Middle Tennessee State product, began his college career at Vanderbilt. The pitch. That slips across the outside edge, a strike, and it's 1-2. Rough Riders have seen plenty of the hooks this season, and thus have seen plenty of Brown on the year. In the The one home run for the Rough Riders against Aaron Brown this year was Abimelech Ortiz in April. 1-2. Swinging a chopper up the third baseline, and it's foul. Still one ball and two strikes in the third baseman. Bond to the first inning. 2-0 Corpus Christi. Two outs, runner at second for the Riders. Good crowd on a Friday night here in Frisco. Expecting good crowds all weekend for Multicultural Weekend. Freeman back in from the right side. And time called. He steps out. Steven Rios Jr., the crew chief, is back behind the plate. Our home plate umpire today, Clay Williams at third. Justin Juska is our third base umpire. Right-hander readies, looks back to second. And the 1-2. Freeman swings and fouls it back into Price's glove. Strike three, inning over. A couple strikeouts for Aaron Brown. And just allowing the double to Osuna here in the first. No runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left on. 2-0 Corpus to the top of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new Power Shift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with Power Shift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Mi nombre es Javier Ortiz y juego con los Frisco Rough Riders.
First Quezos de Frisco ball game for the Rough Riders. It's been a lot of fun seeing all the Latin themes around the ballpark. We had a mariachi band pregame. It's been another great night here in Frisco. Winston Santos had a bit of a back and forth first inning. He struck out the side, but he also allowed a two-run homer to Jacob Melton. It's 2-0 Corpus into the top of the second inning, and Colin Barber bats. First pitch is up and away, 1-0. Winston Santos is a really good story coming from the Dominican Republic. He winds back here in the 1-0 pitch. That's up and away, and it's two balls and no strikes. If you were to look at his glove, it's a black glove that he wears. He has an inscription on the side of it. Here's the windback in the 2-0. Flying out of play down the left field line, and it's two balls and one strike. It says, "My grandfather's" on the side of his glove. Growing up in the Dominican Republic, his grandfather taught him baseball, and he was the one who really instilled the love for the game early on. The pitch is fouled back, and it's two balls and two strikes, and he remembers him every time he takes the hill. And I'm sure he's thinking about him here in his Double-A debut. He holds that black glove to the side of his head, rocks back in the 2-2. Just low, missing with the changeup. Three balls, two strikes. First time we're seeing that changeup today. And it is against a left-hander. He takes a deep breath, rocks in the 3-2 pitch. Foul back. Still three balls, two strikes. Colin Barber just activated off the injured list today for the Hooks. And back in the lineup. Left fielder, another top 30 prospect in those Astros organization. A guy who figures to be a pretty big offensive piece on this team. He just hasn't been able to stay healthy. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Fastball, top shelf. Four strikeouts for Winston Santos. Four outs recorded in this game. Climb the ladder there with the heater. It's been good, 97-99 today. And here's Pascanel Ferreras, the designated hitter. The pitch, swing and a miss. Good slider away, and it's 0-1. Ferreras has the highest OPS against right-handed pitching on this Hooks roster, an 825 OPS against righties. He calls time. 3-for-7 in this series of the double and an RBI. The Riders lead this series 2-1. They lead the season series 15-6. That's the record against the Hooks. The 0-1. Swinging a foul at the plate. It's 0-2 quickly. The Riders have dominated this year against the Hooks, especially here at home. They've lost just 2 games head-to-head at home. They're 7-2 against Corpus in this building. Infield slightly to pull as Ferreras stands back in. Santos ready from the wind in the 0-2. Line the opposite way, just over Ortiz, the first baseman out into right field. It's a base hit for Ferreras. On an 0-2 offering, a fastball down and away at 98 miles an hour. He just reached out, got the barrel to it, and poked it the opposite way. And it's the third hit against Santos.
If you were to ask Santos, he would tell you, I want that to be a little further out and a ball or two down. But that's not a bad pitch. It's just a really good piece of hitting from a guy in Ferreras who's having a great series to this point.
Yeah, 4-for-8 now in the series. Here's Colin Price, the catcher. The pitch is sent in the air to center field, sending Mateo back. He's got a beat on it, though. Makes the catch chest high. 2 outs. That's a big pitch to get the one pitch out against Price. And now Rolando Espinosa stands in. 2-0 Corpus, top of the second inning. It's the first non-strikeout out recorded by Santos. He's thrown 30 pitches so far through the first 5 outs recorded. Santos is not on his normal rest. He's one day moved up. So normal rest would be starting tomorrow for him, but he had to fit into this rotation. Here's the stretch and the offering into Espinosa. It's outside 1-0. What they did is they moved Krauth, who started yesterday, back a day, and then put Santos in here on this Friday spot to keep Acker and Teodo on normal rest for Saturday and Sunday. So he'll be at about 85 pitch limit today. He's ready from the stretch, and Espinosa in from the right side. The 1-0 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Good slider. Off the outside corner, it's 1-1. He has been really good with that slider against right-handers. Talking to John Goble, the Rough Riders pitching coach, he said he's probably throwing a few too many glove side right now. And he needs to, or arm side, I should say, throwing them inside on batters. He needs to get better throwing glove side, throwing them away. Throw over to first, not in time. Right-handers are hitting just 176 off that slider this year, though. It's been really effective. All three of the hits he's allowed have been on the fastball today. He stretches. And the 1-1. That's up and in on the slider. 2-1. Espinosa making his first appearance in this series today, or in Game 4. Top of the order, and Jaron Williams on deck. 2-1. Fouled back, 2-2. Fastball at 96. That fastball, when he was signed, was in the low 90s back in 2019. But he spent last fall, actually, down in Arizona and worked in the biomechanics lab that the Rangers have. 2-2, got him swinging. Slider away, and he struck him out. 5 Ks for Winston Santos in the first 2 innings of his Double-A debut. No runs, a hit, no errors, and a runner left on. We go into the bottom of the second. Rough Riders trail the Hooks 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Max Acosta starts it for the Rough Riders in the bottom half of the second inning. The Rough Riders trailing the Corpus Christi Hooks 2-0 here in Game 4 early on. Riders trailed 2-0 yesterday as well before coming back and winning it 9-4. Brown offers in. Acosta swings and slashes it foul to the right side. It's 0-1. No surprise seeing Acosta swinging first pitch. One of the more aggressive hitters on the team. Acosta hitting 261 on the season through his first 50 games with the Rough Riders. A couple homers and 28 runs batted in. Time call. Brown looks like he has something in his eye. He's good to go. Here's the look over top of the glove and the pitch. Change up, grounded out to third. Matthews has got it on a couple hops, and he tosses across to get Acosta. One out, and Aaron Zavala stands in. Acosta has been really consistent on the offensive side for the Rough Riders this year. The only thing he's really been missing has been the power. The two home runs, but both of them coming in this month of June. So he's out number one, and now Aaron Zavala climbs in the pitch. Swinging a drive down the right field line, and he hooked it foul. Just foul. 105 miles an hour off the bat. Just could not keep it fair.
Zach, it doesn't count for anything, but that felt really good to Aaron Zavala, pulling a ball down that way, and it was a shot.
And this one's cued off the end of the bat out towards third. Matthews charges, picks, throws on the run, not in time, skips down the right side. Zavala turns on his way to second. He eases in there, and he's got himself a base hit. You could not get two more opposite bits of contact. 105 off the bat down the right field line, and that one cued off the end of the bat, squibbing out towards third. Zavala picks up the hit and advances into scoring position on the throwing error by Matthews.
The baseball gods work in mysterious ways.
They certainly do.
You see one ripped at 105, and the second one doesn't even register at how hard it was hit. It was hit right into the ground, just trickled towards the third baseman, Matthews, and a tough play to make. Zavala was going to beat it out anyway.
That shows you how good the Aaron Brown changeup is, too, off the end of the bat. So here's Abimelech Ortiz, the pitch. That's a changeup outside. One ball and no strikes. The changeup is probably the best pitch for Aaron Brown. He throws it really well to left-handed batters away. He readies from the stretch in the 1-0. And that's a strike at the bottom of the zone on the fastball. It's one ball and one strike. Riders trailing 2-0, bottom of the second inning, trying to get it going against Brown. He readies and offers into Ortiz. Change up, swing and a miss. Out in front on it. Brown throws a pronating changeup, which means he brings his wrist down and in towards his body to his left and has the ball kind of throwing off of his pinky finger. Really good fade away from lefties. Four-pitch mix, a slider that kind of plays like a cutter and also a curveball along with the fastball. 1-2. Changeup, pop foul out of play down the left side. And it's one ball and two strikes, and the changeup will be 10 to even 14 miles an hour slower than his fastball. Kind of a Bugs Bunny changeup. The last one at 78 miles an hour. He readies in the 1-2. Changeup again, swing and a miss. Got him in the dirt off the outside corner, and Ortiz down on strikes. It's the third K for Brown. Two outs and Freiner Chavez bats now. Riders early on are 0 for 4 with runners in scoring position in the first two innings, trailing 2 to nothing. There's Freiner Chavez. Runner at second, two down, bottom of the second inning, 2 nothing. Corpus leads it. First pitch. Outside corner, a strike, it's 0-1. Big alley in right center field to the pole side for Chavi. The pitch. He swings and misses. Fastball that time. 0-2. Brown has been efficient. He's 26 pitches so far. 15 in the first. On the other side, Winston Santos has struck out 5 through 2 innings, though surrendered a 2-run homer. Brown readies. And the 0-2. Down and in. One ball and two strikes on the Riders' shortstop. We've seen Chavez play defensively all over the place for the Rough Riders. He's been so valuable because he can do that. He's played really well defensively. Probably you can make the argument he's been the best defender for the Riders this season. He's played all four infield positions. The pitch. On the outside corner, strike three call. Got him with a changeup at the knees. And Aaron Brown has 4 strikeouts through 2 innings of work. Rough Riders held scoreless through the first 2 innings. No runs, a hit, no errors, and a runner left on. We go to the top of the third. It's 2-0 Corpus in the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Stars and Stripes Weekend, presented by Leaderboard Signs and Graphics, opens up on the 4th of July. So make sure to join the Rough Riders for the biggest fireworks show of the season, powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. Enjoy half-price drinks and great baseball at Riders Field on Thursday, July 4th. Celebrate America all weekend long with fireworks and fun each night from Thursday, July 4th through Saturday, July 6th as the Rough Riders face off against the Mariners-affiliated Arkansas Travelers. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Yeah. Hi, it's Alex DeGody, thanking all Rough Rider fans for your support. Let's ride. Any bills you can't
front her parents. We're at the top of the third inning, 2-0 Corpus. And for the play-by-play, here's Luke.
Thanks, Zach. Winston Santos, top of the card, and Williams rips one into left field. It's in for a base hit in front of Aaron Zavala. Williams, first pitch swinging, and delivers another base hit for the first time tonight. Leadoff man aboard for the Hooks. Not only is
at the first time the leadoff man is aboard. It's the first time the leadoff man has put the ball in play against Winston Santos. Both Williams struck out in the first and then Barber in the second. Here's Bryce Matthews. And Santos goes over to first, and it's past Ortiz, a free 90 feet for Jerron Williams. Wasn't all. Now he's darting for third. Ortiz was slow to make the throw, and he's into third safely with a dive.
Abby was jogging over there to that ball.
It almost looked like it went a little bit behind the tarp, and that's the case that Abby Ortiz is arguing with Justin Jesko, the first base umpire here.
If you wanted to be out of play, you got to put your hands up, though.
That's exactly right. Now Carlos Cardoza is going to make his way out of the Riders' dugout to plead the case on behalf of Ortiz. And it did certainly look like it maybe snuck behind there. Now, it didn't exactly impede Abby from reaching back there and grabbing it. But like Zach mentioned, it's one of those things you have to throw your hands up and let the umpire know that you can't make a play here.
Because if you grab it, it's in play. If you don't, you can put your hands up and they can go over and check and say, yeah, that's behind the tarp. But I got to see more sense of urgency there from Abby.
An error on the throw from Santos. And he kicks and fires to Matthews, misses downstairs. All in no strikes on the right-handed hitting third baseman tonight. Matthews single to notch the first hit in the Double-A career against Santos, and then scored on a two-run blast by Jacob Melton, who stands on deck. This one ripped on the ground to Freeman. He's going to come home with it. Pump fakes. Now Hicks has it, chasing him back towards third, and he'll apply the tag, and he's out. But Matthews makes the turn at first and runs up to second base. Cody Freeman did a nice job of forcing Jerron Williams to make a decision. And Jerron Williams got caught in the rundown. Hicks was able to chase him back and apply the tag. But he was able to stay in it long enough for Matthews to make it up to second base. No run, but there's still a runner in scoring position. The Hooks just lose it out at 90 feet. There's Jacob Melton from the left side. He homered his last time up. His sixth homer of the season. Right-hander readies. Santos kicks and delivers. This one hit high in the air into shallow right field. Twisting on Osuna. Now the shorts are second baseman Acosta giving chase, and it's into the first row. Nice effort on the right side defensively from the Riders. Osuna making his Double-A debut. He's due up in the bottom of this frame. One for one with a double so far. Max Acosta gave it all he had, but ran out of room. Melton behind, nothing in one. Righty on lefty. Santos has his sign. He kicks and delivers. And he leaves one upstairs. He evens things at a ball and a strike. Santos was originally signed by the Rangers in 2019 as part of their international class. But he didn't make his debut because of COVID until two seasons later in 2021. Right-hander kicks and delivers. A foul ball right side into the on-deck circle where Zach DiCenzo stands. And Santos ahead 1-2. And after a really nice 2022 season at the single-A level, the Rangers felt like Santos was poised to break out last season, and he ran into some issues on his way to a 6.29 ERA. Made some tweaks in terms of the way he throws mechanically. And it has certainly paid off. He's pitching really, really well this year. The pitch. So we're going to tap her right side, and it's back to the netting. Melton stays alive, a ball and two strikes. And you go back to that 2022 season, and Santos, they really liked his fastball that reached 95, but he's added on, run it up to triple digits. 1-2. Just missed inside. 97 with the fastball. And mentioned, Santos goes with that slider and changeup. Changeups, he really likes the throw to the left-handed hitter. See what he goes with in the 2-2. The pitch. Swing and a drive into deep right field. Osuna going back. He's at the track, and it is gone. A two-homer night for Jacob Melton, his second two-run shot, and it's 4-0 Hooks. Boy, is he seeing it well. His sixth and seventh homers of the year here in the first three innings of this contest.
Now, the first one was a fastball. This one, a slider at the bottom of the zone, a two-strike slider that was at the bottom of the zone but right in the middle of the plate. And he hammered it 105 off the bat, 381 feet out to right field.
It was a shot. It's 4-0. Here's Zach DiCenzo. There's a first pitch slider at the knees, called a strike. DiCenzo struck out his last time up. Still one out here. Santos kicks and delivers. And a bouncing ball left side and foul grab. Nothing in two. Santos has tallied 5 strikeouts to this point. He struck out the first batter he faced before allowing a single and a home run. And then went strikeout in that first frame. Made it 3 straight strikeouts to lead off the second. As this one in on the hands and a foul ball worked its way into the seats. Off to the right behind home. 0-2. He gave up a leadoff single in this frame. And then the two-run homer. The Riders do have one out on a 5-2 fielder's choice. Cody Freeman made a nice play to chop Jerron Williams down at the plate. The 0-2 taken off the outer edge. That was the slider. And it's a ball and 2 strikes. The pitch on its way, a pop-up high behind the plate. Hicks looking up at it. He chucks the mask and has to travel a few steps to his right, and it's off his glove. Thing just kept tailing on Hicks up there high in the blue skies. Wind blowing out to left. Hicks threw the mask over to his right side, looking back this way. And that ball kept carrying on him, and ended up taking a couple steps to his right and a few back in a hurry. Was unable to make the play. It remains 1-2. Santos kicks and delivers. Another foul ball. This time to the left side near the on-deck circle. DiCenzo struck out his last time up. And another 2-strike count here. Pitch home. Hit high in the air, deep to left, and twisting towards foul territory, and it is gone. Thing looked like it was going to hook well foul, and it just stayed right inside the foul pole. 110 off the bat. A mammoth shot for Zach DiCenzo, his second homer of the year. Back-to-back homers against Santos, and it's 5-0. Corpus Christi.
And Santos, in his 12 starts down in high A, allowed just 3 homers. He's allowed 3 here in the first 3 innings of his double A start.
He's ready to go back to work. First pitch to Sacco Jr. is fouled back to the backstop. It's 0-1.
It's a shame TrackMan didn't register the distance on that, because that thing was a monster homer.
It looked like the wind was going to blow it foul, but it didn't happen. Pitch home, and it misses just upstairs at 96. 1-1. 5-0 the score. 5 runs on 6 hits for Corpus Christi. Another foul ball, back out of play. And it's 1-2. Misako Jr. at the dish, playing second base here tonight. Originally from Gilbert, Arizona, was a 2022 selection by the Astros out of TCU. He just missed off the edge. There was the slider. Zach mentioned earlier, with the left-handed batter up, Santos really likes to go to the changeup. Terry went with the slider, left it outside, just a tap, the pitch. Another foul ball back this way, and into the seats. Sounded like someone made a nice grab. Made contact up here and trickled on down. The pitch. And that one just misses low. Santos painting the corners. A bit of a tight strike zone tonight by Steven Rios Jr. It's been consistent, and that's all you can ask for. That one, a borderline, could go either way. But it's a ball, the 3-2. Another foul ball works its way into the seats. A long AB for Tommy Sacco Jr. Eighth pitch of the AB coming up. Sacco struck out his last time up. He puts this one in play. Chavi dives, and it's into left field. Franier Chavez made a tremendous effort. It squeaks by him into left center for a base hit. That's three in a row against Santos. We'll see if that prompts a visit from John Gobel. And right on cue, he's headed out of the dugout. Wants to talk something over with his right-hander. There is some action in the pen for the Riders down the left field line. Try and see who it is. Looks like it's Brian Shee getting loose. And it is. The entire Riders infield converges on the hill. Well, Santos has had his swing and miss stuff, that's for sure. Five strikeouts. But he's given up a hit in each frame. It's been three in this one, or rather four in this inning. Two singles and two homers. The Riders have not been afraid playing from behind. Seen a lot of comeback wins from them, but they've got themselves a 5-0 hole to dig their way out of. Over this recent stretch, Frisco has really not done much early in games offensively. It's been a lot of late inning magic. Santos goes over to first. Sacco Jr. back in, standing up. Three runs in already in the frame, one gone. Colin Barber awaits. A foul ball back to the screen. 95 middle-middle with a fastball. Barber, the left fielder here tonight for the Hooks, just being activated off the injured list. Righty kicks and fires. Just missed inside. Didn't miss again by much. Evens things at a ball and a strike. Barber struck out to lead off the second inning. A lone scoreless frame for the Hooks offensively in this game. This one ripped down the line, but well foul. Carries it over the Hooks' bullpen down that right field line. Nothing more than a long strike for Santos. 1-2 advantage for the righty. He peers in, has his sign. Sacco Jr. takes his lead at first. The pitch skips in. Hicks was able to glove it, knock it down. Keeps the runner put. Two balls and two strikes now. Left-handed hitter awaits the 2-2. Santos from the stretch. Kicks and delivers. This one chopped softly on the ground. Ortiz has it. Goes to second for one. Chavi fires to first. Santos covering, not in time. Well done. Just wasn't hit hard enough to Ortiz at first. Fielder's choice. He goes 3-6 to get the lead man. Colin Barber is aboard. And here comes Carlos Cardoza. That's going to be it for Winston Santos in his Double-A debut. Zach mentioned earlier the pitch count, pitch limit, so to speak, for him was going to be roughly 85, but they wouldn't like to see him throw too many in one frame. So his Double-A debut comes to a close. We saw a glimmer of what Winston Santos is all about. Well, we get the call to the bullpen. Brian G comes on. We'll introduce him when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball's still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back at Riders Field, in steps Pasquinel Ferreras against the new arm. Brian Chi goes to work for the Riders. In a role that he's been asked to fill already this season, a long relief type of role for the Riders. The right-hander comes in, he picks to first, and Ortiz is there to corral it, but not in time, as Barber dives back in safely. Chi has pitched once against the hooks, and he went 3 1/3 innings, giving up one run on four hits with a strikeout and one walk. Pitch home is chopped on the ground, left side, but a foul ball. 0-1. Pasquinel Ferreras has had himself a pretty solid series there against the Riders. Ferreras now 4-for-8 after his single against Santos in the second. He scored a pair of runs, also driven in a run. The pitch home. Misses down and away. That evens things. And a ball and a strike with two gone and a runner on. Riders trailing 5-0 here in the early goings of this one. Right-hander comes set. He has his sign. He kicks and fires. Runner goes. Here's a bouncing ball up the middle right at the second base bag. Acosta's there to glove it and simultaneously steps on the bag. Inning over. But the damage done. 3 runs on a pair of home runs. 4 hits. 1 error. And 1 stranded. We head to the last of the third inning. Riders trailing the hooks by a score of 5-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the third inning, Aaron Brown to face Daniel Mateo, and the first offering is called a strike. Just caught the outer third of the plate. Mateo bats from the right side. Pitch home, this is downstairs. Mateo a day off yesterday, he's 0 for 3 in the series. He does have an RBI. The pitch home, swing and a miss. Ball and two strikes now on the right-handed hitting center fielder. Mateo at the AA level hasn't quite found his footing at the dish. Early on, we saw some hard contact. The 1-2 comes in. This one popped up softly on the right side, taking DiCenzo towards the line, and he makes the grab in fair territory. One way. The Riders, as I mentioned just a little bit ago, have struggled early in ballgames over this stretch, but they've done a lot of damage late. A lot of come-from-behind wins. As Osuna steps in, he watches a called strike, including last night, a game they found themselves behind in. Foul ball. Back to the screen, and it's 0-2 on Osuna. Osuna making his double-A debut. Lashed a double off the wall in left center field. And his first trip to the dish as a Frisco Rough Rider. Behind 0-2, the pitch from Brown is a foul ball. In and out of Price's mitt behind the dish. Osuna, just in watching him at batting practice today, so methodical. Everyone does some one-handed short bat drills, all sorts of little things as the pitch comes home. Swing and a miss. He's down on strikes. Two away. And the fifth strikeout for Aaron Brown. But Osuna in the cage was doing all sorts of different drills to work on extension, hand placement, all sorts of things. For a guy to be doing that in the middle of a stretch in which he's been phenomenal, coming off that 5-for-5, 5 RBI with a cycle game. And it's the first pitch to Hatcher, misses a bit outside, a fastball. It's just oh so impressive. Two gone, the base is clear, the 1-0 to Hatcher. Misses downstairs, another fastball from the right-hander. Hatcher smoked one against Aaron Brown earlier in this contest after the double by Osuna. Pitch home. Last foul to the left side out of play. It was a line drive that registered 101 off the bat, but it was right at the third baseman, Matthews. They've got the shift on for Hatcher here for him to pull. And if he hit it to the same location, he'd probably sneak in for a base hit. But he waves and misses at the 2-1. And we're evened up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hatcher in the series now 2-for-9, both those hits being singles that came yesterday. Brown shakes. Now he's ready to go. The 2-2 is tapped softly on the right side, but well foul. And into the end of the Hooks dugout. That's where the designated hitter here tonight. Another 2-2 from Brown on the way. This one chopped on the ground up the first base line. And a race to the bag. DiZenzo wins it. And the Riders go silently in the bottom of the third. 1-2-3 frame for Aaron Brown. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Three in the books. The Riders trail the Hooks 5-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to the Frisco Road Riders Baseball.
Brian Chi takes the hill for his first full inning of work. Winston Santos Day is officially in the books. He lasts 2 2/3 innings, giving up 7 hits, 5 earned runs, 3 homers, no walks, and 5 strikeouts. Look at the numbers for him. The 5 earned runs are a season high now for Santos. First offering is called a strike, a check swing by Colin Price. Colin Price, really tall catcher, 6'5", 225 pounds. Right-handed hitter. Pitch home, just misses downstairs. That time a changeup from Chi. Well, Colin Price had himself quite the day a couple of weeks ago. He went 3-for-4 with a go-ahead homer, which sounds like a pretty good day. The pitch home. Foul ball back to the screen. A 1-2 advantage for the Riders' right-hander. Which it is, a pretty solid day at the dish. Anytime you can notch 3 hits and a go-ahead homer, did something right. But he was also behind the plate catching Bloss and Gomez, a combined no-hitter in San Antonio. Pitch misses outside. That'll even things at 2 balls and 2 strikes. And Jake Bloss has since been called up to the big leagues and made his major league debut as a starter for the Astros. Right-hander kicks and fires. Swinging a soft roller back to the hill. She has it. He collects and delivers a waist-high strike in front of Colin Price, and there's one away. Two up, two down for Chi. One out in the inning. He got the final out of that 3-run third that featured a pair of homers against Winston Santos. Bottom of the card, second time through. Armando Espinosa gets his first look tonight at Brian Chi. The pitch. Called a strike. Just caught the bottom of the zone with a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Bobo. G ready. He lifts the left leg and slider got away from him. Sent Espinosa ducking out of the way. Ball and a strike on the right-handed hitting right fielder. G readies, glove chest high, and he kicks and delivers a bouncing ball out to the shortstop, Chavez. High throw to Ortiz, and he's able to hold on. Nice stretch by Abimelech Ortiz to bail out Frainer Chavez. And there's two away on a pair of ground balls. The first time tonight that the first two batters in an inning for the Hooks have been sent back to the dugout. Base is empty and two gone. Here's Jaron Williams. He's one for two. He launches a called strike. Just got the outer edge. It's been a minute since Brian Chi last pitched. The right-hander comes set. He kicks and fires. Misses well outside. This here tonight, the 15th appearance on the year for Brian Chi. Hosts a 6.08 ERA. And his last time out was on the 20th. 7 full days of rest. Mitch misses downstairs. Went back to the slider. She pitched on the road at Midland. And that's kind of been the theme for Chi on the year. He's gotten almost a week in between relief appearances as he misses inside, this time with a fastball. It's a 3-1 advantage for Williams. Riders in search of their first 1-2-3 inning. They faced four in that scoreless second frame. Pitch home. Called a strike. Caught the bottom of the zone with a fastball. Pitch home, and he lost him. Ball four to Williams, who reaches for the second consecutive time. And Bryce Matthews will dig in. Well, what you certainly don't want to do is allow Matthews to reach and give Jacob Melton an opportunity with two aboard the base path. He's already hit a pair of homers. He stands on deck here in this top of the fourth. Chi readies. He lifts and fires. Runner goes. Check swing. Called a strike. The throw on the money and in time. Jaron Williams gunned down by Liam Hicks. It is a 1-2-3 inning for the Riders. Their first comes here in the top of the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the last of the fourth inning. Riders behind 5-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Covered Wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Ben Franklin here. When it comes to your home's plumbing, be it a leaking faucet, a running toilet, or a water heater gone cold, no job is too big or too small. Our team of punctual plumbers have the skills to get you out of a jam. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com or call 877-BEN-1776 for $50 off any plumbing repair.
You can tell the local pros, call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Terms and conditions apply. Call for details. Independently owned and operated. Licensed in their respective state or county.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the fourth. Liam Hicks set to lead things off against Aaron Brown. Rough Riders catcher 0-for-1 with a strikeout today. And the first offering he sees is a changeup, and it misses downstairs. Riders behind 5-0. They've had a couple opportunities to scratch across a run. They're yet to notch a hit with runner in scoring position as Hicks fouls this back out of play. 1-1. Alejandro Osuna doubled the lead off the first inning and then was stranded there at second base. He pitch home. Skips in. Ball two. Aaron Zavala provided a single in the second with one away. Advanced to second on a throwing error and was also stranded there. So the Riders 0-for-4 with runners in scoring position. This one lashed to the right side. Sacco Jr. makes a nice sliding grab and gets to his feet, delivers a strike in front of Liam Hicks. Hit it hard, hit it to the hole, but Sacco Jr., a shortstop by trade, made a very nice play at second base, and there's one away. In steps Cody Freeman. Freeman's been a bit of a rally starter for the Riders this year, as he shoots one up this way, back out of play. Freeman is about as high energy as they come, and this is a team full of high energy, great teammates. Freeman's near the top of the list in that category. He watches a pitch off the plate and a bit downstairs. He even dings at a ball and a strike. Brown readies, tan glove at the chin, and he's ready to go. Misses downstairs, change up that time. Aaron Brown, the ERA entering today against the Riders, was a bit inflated. Pitch home, and Freeman whacks it down the left field line, but it's well fouled. 100 off the bat. It traveled 413 feet, but couldn't quite keep it inside that foul pole. Brown's ERA against the Riders 5.52, but both of his wins this year have come against Frisco. The offense has helped him out quite a bit. Pitching well right now. 2-2 is fouled back to the screen. Freeman leads the Riders in home runs this year. Now, technically, Alejandro Osuna's 9 are the most on the roster. Freeman taps one to the third baseman Matthews, who fields off to his left and throws on the run a bit low, but DiCenzo able to stretch out there 2 away. Osuna has 9 homers on the year at the top of the card for the Riders, but is playing in his first double-A game, so Cody Freeman has hit the most for Frisco with 8. Two away. Max Acosta digs in. First pitch, a foul ball, and it's 0-1. Aaron Brown has sat down 7 consecutive Rough Riders. 3 of those via the strikeout. He's got 5 in the outing. This one smacked high in the air into shallow center field. A ball escaped the right center field berm. Melton camped under it, and he makes the grab. And the Riders are down in order. Make it 8 consecutive Riders retired for Aaron Brown, who's through 4 scoreless frames Four innings in the books. We head to the top of the fifth when we return on the Riders Baseball Network. Riders trailing 5-0. Zach Bigley will return for the play-by-play.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly in Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
We're to the top of the fifth inning. It's 5-0 Corpus. Brian G delivers home, and it's up and in to Bryce Matthews. One ball and no strikes. It's been all homers today for Corpus Christi on the offensive side, providing all five of their runs. The pitch. Matthews takes one at the top of the zone. That's a called strike. And it's one ball and one strike. Now on the right-handed batter leading things off in the fifth. Matthews has been a part of those home runs, but hasn't hit one. The pitch. That's down and in. It's two balls and one strike. He's scored twice on two-run home runs by Jacob Melton. Zach DiZenzo with a solo shot, providing the fifth run of offense. Cheese 2-1. Popped foul out of play to the right side. It's two balls and two strikes. Game four of this six-game series. The Rough Riders looking to take a 3-1 advantage today, but they'll have to do it in come-from-behind fashion, trailing by the five runs. G offers in. Misses away to Matthews. It's three balls and two strikes. If you've been with us this series, we've talked a lot about Bryce Matthews. It's a really great story, especially because he was drafted by the Astros. He grew up in Humble, Texas, just outside Houston. 3-2. Inside corner, strike three called. Brian Chi with the strikeout. He sits down Matthews, and there's one away. First strikeout for Chi. Jacob Melton bats now. He's 2-for-2 with two-run homers today. 5-0 Corpus, top of the fifth inning. Well, of course, Matthews grew up an Astros fan, but he was also part of the Astros Youth Academy when he was just 9 years old. Got to go down to Houston and work out with the Astros. There's the stretch of the offering in. That's just below the zone. It's one ball and no strikes. And then fast forward about 11 years, and he's drafted by that same team he grew up working out with when he was just 9 years old. 1-0 offering. Melton swings, chops it foul back behind home, and it's one ball and one strike. Jacob Melton has been, obviously, kind of, I don't want to say underperforming this year for a top prospect. He's been hurt a little bit. He's hitting .248 with a .730 OPS coming into this game, but two homers will help that, the pick. That's low and outside. It's two balls and one strike. A better way to describe Jacob Melton would be sleeping giant. You know the power is going to come, and we've seen it here in this game. You know the hitting is going to come. It's just a question of when. 2-1. He swings and pops it foul back behind home. It's two balls and two strikes. Melton, an incredible career in college at Oregon State. He had struggled
for his standards against the Rough Riders this year. But two homers already today. 2-2 inside. We're full at 3-2 in the center fielder. 5-0 Corpus. She's gone full on back-to-back hitters to begin this fifth inning. He readies and brings it home. Melton swings, chops it on two hops out to second. Acosta's got it at the chest. He turns and throws him out at first, and there are two away. That brings the other man who has a homer tonight, Zach DiCenzo, to the plate. If you're just joining us, Winston Santos got the start today. Santos, in his AA debut, allowed 5 runs, all of them earned on 7 hits over 2 2/3 innings. He did strike out 5, though. She delivers home. That's right down the heart of the plate for a strike. It's 0-1 with a slider. Santos allowed 3 home runs in 12 starts at the high A level. He allowed 3 home runs today alone in his first AA start. 0-1. That's inside, and it's 1-1. It's a tough jump. No doubt Winston Santos has the stuff. He looked really good from a swing and miss perspective, just had a few mistakes that were hit well. 1-1. DiCenzo chops it down the third baseline, and it's fair inside the line and out into left field. It's a base hit for DiCenzo, as the third baseman, Cody Freeman, was playing way off the line, even though that was to DiCenzo's pull side. So it would normally be a routine ground out if there wasn't a shift on. Turns out to be a base hit. And here's Tommy Sacco Jr., the left-handed batter, with a runner aboard here in the fifth inning. If you're watching on MLB TV, you can see how far off the line Freeman was playing there. Plays in that same spot with a left-handed batter up now, and the first pitch is sent high in the air to deep center field. Mateo has room. He's back shy of the warning track, puts it away, and the side is retired. Nice inning by Brian Chee. No runs, a hit, no errors, and a runner left on. We're into the bottom of the fifth inning next. Frisco trailing 5-0 to Corpus on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Riders trying to get some offense cooking in the bottom of the fifth inning, trailing 5-0. Aaron Brown back on the hill for Corpus Christi. He faces a fellow Aaron. It's Zavala at the plate. First pitch. That flutters low and outside. It's 1-0. Zavala an infield single back in the second inning. After fouling a ball off at 105 miles an hour down the right field line, the pitch. It's low off the outside corner. It's 2-0. It was just foul, right of the foul pole. Would have been a home run if fair. And then he hit a changeup off the end of the bat, just squibbing it out to third and picked up a single. 2-0. He takes down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 2-1. At the risk of sounding like a broken record, when is Aaron Zavala going to turn it on? You know it's in there.
2-1. Inside, 3-1. You know he's going to go on a hot streak at some point. He's hoping that starts up pretty soon. Maybe an infield single can spark it. 3-1. He takes away, ball four. Something he's always been able to do is get on base. And he's found his way aboard. To lead things off here in the fifth inning, Rough Riders looking for their first run, trailing 5-0. Here's Abimelech Ortiz, who struck out swinging in the second. Just two hits today for the Rough Riders. Alejandro Osuna doubled in the first, and that's of all a single, the pitch. Changeup fits on the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Freiner Chavez on deck for the Rough Riders. 6-7-8 to start off this fifth inning. Right-hander pitches. Changeup again. This one just off the outside edge. It's 1-1. Well, the Rough Riders have loved playing at home this season. Best record in Double-A overall. The pitch. That misses low, and it's 2-1. And by winning percentage, they have the best record at home in Double-A as well. They're 23-9 here in this ballpark this year. A lot of that has been because their offense is hit better here. The pitch. That's outside. It's 3-1. If you've been following the Riders this year, you know the pitching staff has been phenomenal, especially the bullpen, which is third in ERA in all minor league baseball, a sub-3 ERA out of the bullpen this year. 3-1. Ortiz cranks it down the right side, but foul into the seats. And still 3-2. But the pitching has been good everywhere. It's been the offense that has added a little bit more production here at home. On the road, the Riders are averaging just about 4 runs a game on offense. They're averaging 5.5 runs a game at home this year. 3-2. There's a fly ball down the left field line. Barber, a long run towards the line, still coming. Slides, and it's off of his glove in foul ground. A fair ball. Zavala up to second base. It's a single for Ortiz. And the Riders have the first two aboard here in the fifth inning. But Barber went sprinting in, that ball tailing away from him towards the foul line. He slid right across the foul line, and the home plate umpire, Steven Rios Jr., signaling it was a fair ball immediately. If basically you have to eliminate Barber there entirely to signal whether or not it is a fair or foul ball. If that ball lands, where does it land? Fair or foul? And it was going to be a fair ball. So here's Freiner Chavez, the pitch. Outside, it's 1-0. A golden opportunity now for the Rough Riders to find the scoreboard. Runners at first and second, and nobody out here in the fifth. They shade Chavez to pull in the infield, to the opposite way in the outfield, the 1-0. There's a fly ball hit well out to left field. Barber going back at the warning track. He's watching, and it's gone! Freiner Chavez, a 3-run jack. Riders on the board. They now trail 5-3. Chavi with his fourth home run of the season. It just kept carrying and carrying to the opposite way. And Freiner Chavez exits stage left. Talk about taking advantage of an opportunity. 360 feet out to left field, just 91 miles an hour off the bat. They all count the same, though. There's Dana Mateo in the ninth spot, the pitch. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. Three-run homer, Freiner Chavez. All 8 combined runs today have come via the long ball. Brown rocks and fires. Swing and a miss. Good changeup below the zone. It's 0-2. If the Riders come from behind and somehow win this game, the Riders will have their biggest comeback of the season. Their most runs trailing and a come-from-behind win, 3. They've done it 3 times this year. 0-2. Mateo watches low and outside in the dirt, and it's 1-2. The Rider is now just down by two measly runs and still a whole lot of baseball left to be played. One, two. Mateo yanks it down the left side, but foul. And it's still one ball and two strikes. Out in front there on a changeup. The inning has gone walk, single, and three-run homer. And now it looks like there's some action out in the Corpus bullpen. Again, if you're just joining us, they put up a screen out there in right field so we can't actually see who's warming up the pitch. That's popped up out of the shallow right field. Espinosa barely has to move, and he's there to make the catch. So Mateo flies out to right field. There's the first out of the fifth inning. Top of the order now, Alejandro Osuna. Osuna is standing in from the left side. Coming fresh off a game in which he cycled the pitch. He's just taking all the way. He watches it low of the zone on the change, and it's 1-0. The pitch. He fouls it straight back, and it's 1-1. Alejandro Osuna, the younger brother of Roberto Osuna, the former All-Star and saves leader in 2019 with the Astros. He came up with the Blue Jays organization. 1-1. At the bottom of the zone for a called strike, it's 1-2. When Roberto and Alejandro were younger, and Alejandro is quite a bit younger than Roberto is, they both wanted to play in the major leagues. Growing up in Mexico, 1-2. He swings and misses at a high outside fastball for strike three. He's the second out of this fifth inning, and Josh Hatcher makes his way to the plate. 5-3. Rough Riders trail the hooks, bottom of the fifth inning. Those two grew up speaking Spanish in their home, of course, being in Mexico, but they wanted to play in the major leagues, so they watched YouTube videos, the pitch. It's low and outside, it's 1-0, and forced each other and held each other accountable to learn English. They would hold mock interviews in English with each other, like they were post-game interviews. The 1-0 is on the outside corner of strike, and it's 1-1. And Alejandro is now completely fluent in English. The 1-1. Swinging a bounding ball. Foul down the right side. It's one ball and two strikes. I said, got to get you for an interview here soon. As soon as he came up. And he laughed and said, okay, we'll have to do that. So looking forward to getting Alejandro on a pregame interview here soon. 1-2 pitch. Hatcher watches away. It's two balls and two strikes. Liam Hicks on deck. Brown rocks back, fires in. Fouled away into the netting left side. Two balls and two strikes. Hatcher is lined out to third today and grounded out to first in his two trips. Picked up a couple hits yesterday. Both of them singles. He reached three times with a walk as well. Brown's 2-2. Change up, lined out into right field, out towards Espinosa, and he can't get it, and it bounces past him. Hatcher up to second base. He stops right there, and the Rough Riders another runner in scoring position. Espinosa tried to play it off to his left, and it took a funky hop on him and bounced over his glove. And out near the warning track, Hatcher hit it hard at 102 on a changeup below the zone. And he reaches second. We'll see how that scored. Liam Hicks the batter now, and a quick mound visit for Colin Price with Aaron Brown. And they do say base hit. So single and E9. Second air today for Corpus. Liam Hicks standing in for the second time against Brown. These two were both selected in the ninth round of the 2021 draft. Here's the stretch. And the offering in from Brown. That's away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Hicks picked out of Arkansas State. Brown from Middle Tennessee State. Hicks was picked 14 selections before Brown was. 1-0. Fouled away down the left field line. Ball and a strike now to Hicks. Riders trailing 5-3, bottom of the fifth inning. Right-hander offers. That's up high. Two balls and one strike. This might be Aaron Brown's final batter. It's a right-hander loosening as the pitch is fouled back, and it's two balls and two strikes. Cody Freeman on deck if we get that far. Hicks hitting third tonight in the lineup. Brown from the belt. The pitch. Foul back. Still 2-2. Riders have shown a nice persistence recently, trying to come back from early deficits. Seems like their offense has been backloaded for the most part. 2-2. Change up below the zone. Bryce blocks behind the plate, and it's three balls and two strikes now. Seems like over the last few weeks, the Riders have been held scoreless for the first few innings and been able to score late. Yesterday, it was a 5-run sixth inning that moved them on their way to victory. Frisco scoring all 9 runs in the middle third, and then the eighth inning as well with a run. Three balls and two strikes on Hicks. Hatcher at second. The pitch. He checks his swing. Couldn't hold up on a pitch down and in the dirt. Strike 3. Price tags him out to complete the strikeout. Inning over. But a good one for the Riders. 3 runs across on 3 hits. No errors and 1 runner left on. Freighter Chavez, 3-run homer. Riders trail the Hooks 5-3. At the top of the sixth, where we'll have some trivia for you next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Brian Chi back to the hill as we go to the top of the sixth inning. Frisco and Corpus Christi in game 4 of this 6-game series. It's the Rough Riders trailing 5-3. Playing as Quesos de Frisco tonight. Colin Barber, Pascanel Ferreras, Colin Price, the 3-2 up. 6, 7, and 8 in the order. And the first pitch from Chi is grounded foul at the first baseline. It's 0-1. Well, it's the top of the sixth inning. Luke, what do you say we do some trivia?
Let's get after it.
All right, so we're back to the old well of tying it into this day in baseball history. So we'll do that again for today. It was this date back in 1970 bat. Pete Rose and Bobby Tolman hit back-to-back homers for the Reds. The pitch is a line drive up the middle. It's into center. And a base hit for Colin Barber. He starts off the sixth with a single, and Pascanel Ferreira stands in now. 5-3, Hooks lead the Riders in the top of the sixth inning. They were not just back-to-back homers, though. It was leadoff homers, 1 and 2, for the Reds back in 1970. And they ended up winning that game 3-2. So, Luke, I want you to name the entire starting lineup for the Reds. No, I'm just kidding. Here's the stretch and the pitch. That's fouled back, and it's 0-1.
I'm going to get out in front of this and say Ricky Henderson at one if we're going in the direction, I think, because after Ricky Henderson, we're going to run into some issues here.
You are on the right track, my friend. Leadoff homers in Major League history, that's what we're looking for. Most leadoff homers, and Ricky Henderson is number one.
Okay, Kyle Schwarber.
Pitch is a strike on the inside corner, 0-2. Kyle Schwarber is not on the list.
Boo. How about Mookie Betts?
Mookie Betts, that is a good guess. He is number five. 52 career leadoff homers. Looking for most leadoff home runs in Major League history. This is leadoff in the first inning. Chiarelli is in the 0-2 pitch. Just a bit high of the zone. It's 1-2.
How about Charlie Blackman?
Charlie Blackman is 10th. Nice.
Guesses right now.
41 career leadoff homers for Blackman. Chief from the belt, he brings it in. Check swing on a pitch away. He did not go on a breaking ball in the dirt. And it's 2-2.
Running out of leadoff hitters. Are many of these players active?
You have a few active players, and the ones who aren't active players are big names,
big
except
names.
For one. I take that back. There's one active player remaining.
One active.
Two, two. Fouled straight back, still 2-2.
Altuve?
It is not Altuve. This guy's been a teammate of Jose Altuve's, though.
Is this the active player?
Yes.
George Springer.
George Springer. He's second all-time.
Really?
With 57 career leadoff homers. G readies. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Climbed the ladder with the fastball. Picks up the strikeout of Ferreras. One out. Here's Colin Price. 0-2 today, 5-3 Hooks lead the Riders, top of the sixth inning, one out, runner at first. We're looking for the most career leadoff homers in Major League history. Ricky Henderson, George Springer, Mookie Betts, and Charlie Blackman off the board. First pitch to Price. Swing and a miss and a high fastball, back pick down to first, not in time, 0-1 on Price.
He wasn't a leadoff hitter the entirety of his career, but Derek Jeter?
Derek Jeter's not on the list. It's not a bad guess, though. There's another guy on here, actually two guys who were teammates of Derek Jeter at one point. 0-1, runner takes off, pitches inside, throw down to second, is not in time. Good throw, just short hopped in there, and as Acosta's glove went up when he was picking it, that's right when Barber slid underneath the tag, so a stolen base. One ball and one strike. Runner at second, one down, 5-3 Corpus leads at top of the sixth.
Brett Gardner?
Not Brett Gardner. I think only one of these guys actually hit leadoff for the Yankees when he played for them. One, one. Up and outside. Two balls, one strike. There's only one Hall of Famer outside of Ricky Henderson on this list. So one Hall of Famer left. Played most of his career in the 90s. 3-1. outside. Oh, excuse me, that was the 3-1. Okay. So it's ball four. Price is aboard. Runners at first and second now. One out here in the sixth for Rolando Espinosa in the ninth spot. Played for the parent club of the Corpus Christi Hawks.
Astro. Biggio do it?
It was, yep, Craig Biggio. As Carlos Cardoza is coming out, he's checking the count. I had 2-1 as the count, and it should be 3-1 now. So we'll see what the umpires say. Coming together to make sure that it was a walk. So Craig Biggio is on there, 53 career home runs, fourth all time.
I'm going to start naming random players at this point. Ichiro.
Ichiro is not on there.
Not on there. How about...
There's no more Hall of Famers.
Paul Molitor.
Not Paul Molitor. You want me to give you main teams that they played for?
Sure.
Okay, we have a... And they're going to call the umpires together again after Carlos comes back out.
Giving me a plethora of time,
yeah,
to
exactly.
Come up with absolutely nothing.
So we have a guy who is most famous for playing with the Cubs, probably, but he played for a bunch of teams. Yankees, Rangers, Nationals, Cubs.
Leadoff hitter most of his career.
Yeah, most of his career. Had a 40-40 season in his career.
What kind of era are we talking here?
2000s.
Oh, Alfonso Soriano.
Alfonso Soriano, he's third all time.
Really?
And now the umpires are going to call him back to the plate. So now Joe Thon, the manager for the Hooks, is coming down and talking with Steven Rios Jr. I think that is the right call, that it should be 3-1 now and not 4. Machi's going to get a couple warm-up tosses in. We're looking for a guy who did most of them with the Rangers, former Rough Rider.
Ian Kinsler.
Ian Kinsler, 48 career leadoff homers. A player who began his career with the Detroit Tigers. Really good career. Ended up playing a few different places. Finished second in the MVP voting 1 year.
Kind of air.
2000s into 2010s. It's 5-3 Hooks here in the top of the sixth inning. Joe Thon and Steven Rios Jr. chatting over whether or not should have been 4 or 3 on Price, and Price is back to the plate. Wouldn't it be fitting if she missed on the first pitch here?
It's the way baseball works.
This player played for the Tigers, Yankees, Mets. I believe he's now on MLB Network as an analyst.
The Grandy Man?
It is the Grandy Man. The pitch. Swinging a line drive down the left field line into the corner. It's down and all the way to the fence. Barber around 30 comes in to score, and that's better than a walk. It's an RBI double for Colin Price. It's now 6-3 Hooks. So instead of taking his base, he takes two on the double and picks up an RBI. And now Rolando Espinosa, but he will not face Brian Chi. Pitching change, Carlos Cardoza out of the dugout. We'll introduce you to the new Rough Riders pitcher when we come back. It's 6-3 Corpus after this.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Come on out to Riders Field for Rocking Tu Idioma Night on Friday, June 28th. Rocking Your Language Day is the first of the Rough Riders Quesos de Frisco Days of the year and the first of Multicultural Weekend. As part of MLB's Copa de la Diversión program, the Riders will play as Quesos de Frisco, sponsored by Baylor Scott & White Health. Make sure to grab your tickets to catch the Riders in their Quesos de Frisco uniforms and enjoy Fireworks Friday at Riders Field on June 28th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Houston Astros-affiliated Corpus Christi Hooks. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Viva Quesos!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Back at Riders Field for the top of the sixth inning, a pitching change with one out and one run in. It's 6-3. Hooks lead the Rough Riders. And it's the double-A debut of Skylar Hales out of the mound for the Riders. Hales coming up from Hickory. The 22-year-old stands 6'4", 220 pounds out of Reno, Nevada. Former fourth-round selection by the Rangers and last year's draft out of Santa Clara. Get ready for 100 miles an hour. First pitch to Rolando Espinosa. Fastball is swinging a miss at 97 up and in. It's 0-1. Hales has pitched better than his numbers might indicate. He went 1-0 with a 4.39 ERA across 20 outings. A lot of strikeouts. 0-1. Swinging a miss again at a high fastball at 97. It's 0-2. Hales struck out 35 across 26 and two-thirds innings. And high A Hickory to just 9 walks, but he had a 12 ERA after his first 4 games and a 2.18 ERA over his last 16 before getting promoted up here to double A. 0-2. Another fastball high at 98. It's 1-2. Luke will finish out that trivia looking for the most leadoff hitters, or excuse me, most leadoff home runs in Major League history, missing 2 out of the 10.
Ryan Dozier make the
lead
list?
He does not. That was my guess. 1-2. It's on the outside corner. Got him looking. First career double-A strikeout for Skylar Hales. Two down. 97 on the outside, black of the knees. Well-located fastball, and here's Jaron Williams now. Top of the card. Riders trailing 6-3. Williams is 1-for-2 today. A single and a walk, the pitch. Hales misses up and in at 98, 1-0. Looking for a player who primarily played for the Phillies.
Jimmy Rollins.
The pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. Then this last player primarily played for the Orioles. It was not Cal. It's a good guess. 1-1 is grounded foul up the third baseline. It's 1-2. This player was traded with Curt Schilling to the Orioles from the Red Sox. Debuted in 1988 with the Red Sox. This is one I would not get. One, two, a low and outside. 2-2.
There's that 100 from Skylar Hales.
100 miles an hour.
No, no, give it to me.
Brady Anderson.
Okay. Wouldn't have gotten that.
Baltimore. That's a tough one. But good job overall.
A little bit like pulling teeth, but we got there at the end.
Hales with two outs, the 2-2. Got him looking. 99 down the middle. Two batters faced, two strikeouts for Skylar Hales in his double-A debut. Rough Riders trail 6-3. We go to the bottom of the sixth next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Into the home half of the sixth inning, Cody Freeman starts it for the Riders. It's 4-5-6, middle third for Frisco. New right-hander on the mound in the first pitch. That's inside, one ball and no strikes. Aaron Brown is done in his start. And James Hicks takes over. 1-0. At the bottom of the zone, a called strike. Hicks working from the extreme first base side of the rubber, the 23-year-old. Deals in the 1-1 pitch to Freeman. Fouled back, just off to our right. Come on, two strikes. The Riders trailing 6-3 in this bottom of the sixth inning. Three-run homer by Freiner Chavez in the home half of the fifth. And then a Colin Price RBI double, providing some insurance in the top half of the sixth inning. Now dealing with James Hicks out of Conway, Arkansas. 1-2. And below the zone, it's 2-2. Same hometown as former Rough Rider Nick Starr, now with the Tigers organization. Hicks went to the University of South Carolina, drafted in the 13th round by the Astros last year. The pitch rifled into right field, sinking in, and it lands in front of Espinosa. It's a base hit. And Cody Freeman singling to the opposite way. And Max Acosta bats now. Hicks started his season with Fayetteville at the low A level, then made his way up to Asheville at the high A level, and is making his double A debut tonight. Offering home, Acosta takes low and away. It's 1-0. Acosta's 0 for 2 tonight. He's been dominant this season with Fayetteville and four appearances, two starts. He allowed just one run over 18 innings of work. 0.50 ERA. He sets and deals in the 1-0. Acosta hits it foul on the ground back behind home. It's 1-1. Then at the high A level, he had a 3.63 ERA across nine outings, five starts. 39 and two-thirds innings, he whiffed 38. To nine walks. He readies and brings in the 1-1. Swinging a bounding ball up the first baseline, right at the first baseman DeZenzo. He vacuums it in and takes it to the bag to retire Acosta. Freeman down to second, one out here in the sixth inning. Running in scoring position now for Zavala, who is 1-for-1 with a single and a walk today. 6-3. Corpus leads it, bottom of the sixth inning. Pull side shift on the infield to the opposite way in the outfield. Offering it. Ground ball foul, or excuse me, a line drive foul back behind home. It's 0-1. Zavala continues to be one of the highest opposite field percentage hitters in the Texas League. The pitch home. He fouls it away to the left, and it's 0-2. Only one batter has hit it to the opposite field more this season in the Texas League. That's Noah Mendlinger of the Cardinals organization. Zavala has pulled the ball to the pole side of the field at the lowest rate in the entire Texas League. 0-2. He takes up and in. 95 on the heater from Hicks. One ball and two strikes. Final line today on the starter for Corpus, Aaron Brown. He went five innings. He is in line for the victory today. Hicks brings in the 1-2. Swinging a line drive looped into left center field and shallow. Melton coming on. He can't get it. It drops in. Freeman had to hold up with just one out, and he moves to third. Aaron Zavala with a couple hits today. Runners at first and third for the Rough Riders. Here's Abimelech Ortiz. That final line for Brown, he went five innings, allowing three runs, both of them earned, or excuse me, all three of them earned on five hits. He struck out seven and walked one. So now Ortiz, and he represents the tying run at the plate here. Five home runs this season. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Hicks has allowed six home runs this year in just 13 outings, five of them with Asheville, and that comes with a bit of an asterisk. Asheville, one of the most hitter-friendly ballparks in all minor league baseball. 0-1. Ortiz smacks it into center field softly. Melton racing in. He dives, and it's past him. Freeman comes in to score. Zavala up to third. He's in there easily. Abimelech Ortiz up to second on the throw, and the Riders now trail by two again. And now Jacob Melton is down in center field, and hopefully he's okay. He went diving in on that ball that was softly hit into center off the end of the bat, and it looks like he might have got the wind knocked out of him a little bit, diving in. When you dive straight in like that, it can be really tough on the angle, and instead of kind of sliding as he dove, he kind of fully belly flopped onto the ground and might have gotten the wind knocked down. So runners at second and third now, one run in. It'll probably be an RBI single for Zavala, or excuse me, for Ortiz. We'll see if they give him a two-bagger. Here's Franer Chavez with the three-run homer back in the sixth inning. Here's the stretch. Hicks offers. Ground ball foul back behind home. It's 0-1. Riders certainly not out of it. Three runs on that homer in the fifth, and then one in the sixth inning. Still just one out. They do give Abimelech Ortiz an RBI double. So he's at second base. 0-1. Chavez fouls it away to the left side. 0-2. Well, this is what you want to see in this inning and in this game. Two guys who've been struggling, Aaron Zavala and Abimelech Ortiz, both with two-hit games. Zavala has reached three times. Franer Chavez, who's been on a bit of a skid with a three-run homer, and now down in the count 0-2, but a chance to drive in potentially the game-tying run with a base hit into the outfield if Abby can come in to score. 0-2. He fouls it back, and it's still no balls and two strikes. Daniel Mateo in the ninth spot on deck. They played a pull on the infield. Wide open left side. 0-2. Just up and outside with a fastball. One ball and two strikes. It's been a pretty lengthy inning already for Hicks pitch count wise. He stretches and brings in the 1-2. Swinging a chopper out towards short. Williams has got it. Straightens, throws, and gets him. But on the play, Zavala crosses the plate. And the Riders now trail by one. It's 6-5, Corpus. Ortiz down to third. Chavez eliminated with the RBI ground out. Give him four RBIs today. And here's Daniel Mateo. That ties the most that any Rough Rider has driven in a single game this season. And it's a new season high for him. His career high is 6. Here's Daniel Mateo. 0-2 today. Abby the tying run at third. The pitch. Swing and a miss. It's 0-1. In this kind of situation, you have to be wary of a wild pitch. First pitch slider from Hicks. 6-5 hooks. The offering. Down and in. One ball and one strike. Corpus Christi took a 5-0 lead. The Riders brought it back to within 5-3 in the fifth inning, and it's now 6-5. 1-1 to Mateo. He swings and grounds it to the right side. Right at Sacco at second. He collects and throws a low onto first, but DiCenzo picks it out of the dirt, and the inning is over. The Riders get two runs, though. It comes on 3 hits, no errors, and a runner left on. They now trail by 1, 6-5. Top of the seventh inning next. Skylar Hale is back on the hill, and Luke Maley back on the mic when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the seventh inning, the Rough Riders have clawed their way back. They trail 6-5 here in the seventh. And Skylar Hales, who came on in relief of Brian Chi, looked magnificent in his Double-A debut. He's still on the hill. First pitch to Bryce Matthews on the way. Chopped on the ground, left side. Freeman on a backhand, long throw. On a one hop, and Ortiz has it. A nice-looking play by the corner infielders for the Rough Riders, and there's one gone here in the seventh. Bryce Matthews retired on the 5-3 ground out, and Hales has faced 3, striking out 2, and sent them all back to the dugout. Here's Jacob Melton, who's homered twice today. Watches a called strike. Melton a bit shaken up in center field on that RBI double by Abimelech Ortiz, but he stays in the ballgame. He's 2-for-3 tonight. A pitch home. Just misses downstairs. Ball and a strike. Elton homered a two-run shot in the first inning and then again in the third inning. He's got himself four of the six RBI. Checked his swing, able to hold up. Two balls and a strike. Right-hander comes set. Hales delivers. Left it a bit outside. 3-1 advantage for Jacob Melton. You just saw Cody Freeman make a really nice play. His brother Tyler Freeman is an outfielder for the Cleveland Guardians. 3-1 on its way. Big rip from Melton, and he came up empty on a 97-mile-an-hour fastball. But Tyler Freeman just drove in a run for the Guardians tonight. But Freeman's Guardians trail the Royals by a score of 7-2 in the seventh inning. Melton waves the bat over his left shoulder. The payoff. Swing and a foul ball back into the mitt of Liam Hicks. Make it three strikeouts for Skylar Hales in his double-A debut. Zach DiCenzo digs in for the fourth time. He's 2-for-3 with a homer tonight. Two gone, bases clear. Hales kicks and fires, and he misses upstairs. 99 on the radar gun. DiCenzo has been really good. He was hampered by an injury, got a late start to the year. Had a wrist injury as the 1-0 comes home and misses a bit outside at the top of the zone. 2-0 advantage for the Hooks' first baseman. But since joining, he entered tonight with a 313 average, including a home run. And he's raised that tonight with a pair of hits. Called strike, and Hales is on the board. That homer was part of back-to-back homers with Jacob Melton. He ropes one down the left field line, but well fouled. And off the top of one of the sweets down that left field line. Nothing more than a long strike. It's 2-2. Skylar Hales trying to make it four strikeouts. Inning and two-thirds of work. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Elevated the heater. 99 on the radar gun. Down on strikes. DiCenzo strikes out. He's the last out of the top of the seventh. A 1-2-3 inning for Skylar Hales. In the top of the seventh, we go to the last of the seventh inning. Rough Riders down a run on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of the ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Andy Rodriguez, contento de regresar al estadio.
Andy Rodriguez brings us back here as the Riders plays the Quesos de Frisco. Alejandro Osuna at the top of the car to lead off the frame. He watches a called strike against James Hicks. Osuna doubled in his first Double-A at-bat, but is 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts since. The 0-1 hit hard up the middle, in and out of the glove, a diving effort by Williams at shortstop. Ozuna's got himself another base knock. A multi-hit performance for Alejandro Ozuna in his Double-A debut. Riders have the tying run at first base. They trailed 5-0 early in this contest. They've worked their way back. One swing of the bat could change this game. Josh Hatcher digs in. The pitch, big swing and a miss, but he came up empty. Hatcher's 1-for-3 tonight. One of those outs, though, was on a line drive the opposite way. The third baseman, Matthews, was able to knock down. The 0-1. Another big hack, and he tipped it back into Price's mitt. And he's behind 0-2. Hatcher's played hero quite often for the Riders, especially late in ball games. Waves the bat over his left shoulder. The pitch from Hicks, taken downstairs, blocked by Price. That keeps Ozuna there at first base. Ozuna swiped 10 bags for Hiei Hickory this year. Getting our first look at him over at first base here in a Riders uniform. Righty kicks and fires. The 1-2 is cut on and missed. Hatcher down on strikes. First strikeout for James Hicks. And the eighth time the Riders have gone down via the strikeout tonight. Liam Hicks digs in. Hicks is 0-for-3 tonight on the ground out and a pair of strikeouts. Another lefty. Pitch home. Fouled off left side and out of play. Hicks in the series, now 2-for-13. But he's reached in a multitude of ways, including being hit by a pitch on two occasions. The pitch home. Laced the other way, that'll dunk in, a base hit. Ozuna puts the brakes on at second base, and the Riders have the go-ahead run on the base pass. Liam Hicks picks up his first hit of the night. Two aboard with one gone for Cody Freeman. Can't think of many other people you'd rather have at the dish right now than Cody Freeman. He singled and scored a run in the sixth inning. And the first pitch, called a strike. Ozuna at second. Hicks behind him at first. Both have singled against James Hicks. One gone. Righty kicks and delivers. Freeman chops it left side and foul. Skips up into the crowd. Hicks from the stretch. Love at the belt, kicks and fires. Freeman shoots it the other way, and well fouled. Loud contact. Just couldn't quite square it up and keep it in the field of play. Freeman has a pair of extra base hits in the series. Two out of his three hits here in the series have been for extra bases. He hits this one high and deep to left. Back goes Barber. Adios, pelota! Cody Freeman flips this game on its head. The Riders are out in front. At one point, they trailed 5-0. They've come all the way back, and Cody Freeman does it again. A second three-run bomb for the Riders tonight. Oh, baby, this team is relentless. 8-6 Frisco. You could feel it. The Riders weren't going to go down without a fight. They scored three in the bottom of the fifth, answered with two in the sixth, and three on the three-run blast by Cody Freeman have propelled the Riders in front. Here's Max Acosta on the first pitch, is fouled back out of play. Boy, this Riders group just refuses to go down with ease. As Zach mentioned earlier, 5-0, it would be the largest comeback for him this year. It's not over yet. As Acosta hits it on the ground, left side, Matthews has it on a backhand, and a strong throw across the diamond. Two gone. Nice looking play by the Hook's third baseman, Bryce Matthews. Not an easy one. It took him all the way to the line. Had to make a long throw across the diamond, but he did so with ease. Here's Aaron Zavala, the pitch home, big cut and a miss. Right at the bottom of the zone, one with the breaking ball. The 0-1 on its way. Just misses outside with a changeup. Zavala, the sixth man to bat in the frame against James Hicks. Los Santos now, in his double-A debut, off the hook. The 1-1. Foul back. And on the other side, Skyler Hales now in the driver's seat for the win. How impressive has Skyler Hales been? Well, Aaron Zavala's got a couple of hits tonight. He'd love to add to it. He's reached in all three trips to the plate. 1-2 on its way. Swing and a miss. He's down on strikes. Inning over. Second strikeout of the frame for James Hicks. But the Riders strike for three runs on three hits, highlighted by Cody Freeman's three-run homer. We head to the eighth inning. Riders on top, 8-6 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah. Hey,
records on my demo. It's the top of the eighth inning and the return of Robbie Ahlstrom, who was just activated off the injured list. 25-year-old left-hander comes on to face Tommy Sacco Jr. And the first pitch is fouled back to the screen. And there's that signature grunt from Robbie Ahlstrom that we know and love. Ahlstrom making his 20th appearance of the season. He's 2-1 with a 2.17 ERA. Pitch home just misses downstairs. Ahlstrom has has been a big strikeout guy. 42 Ks in 29 innings of work. And seeing his first action since June 16th back here at Amarillo. Against Amarillo, I should say. As the pitch misses down and in, Sacco Jr. jumps ahead. Two balls in a strike. This Hooks team is familiar with Robbie Ahlstrom. This is his sixth appearance as this one skied in the air to shallow right field. Osuna camped under it. He ranges to his right and reaches up to make the grab. One gone. Robbie Ahlstrom making his sixth appearance against Corpus Christi on the air. And he's been nails as he has all year long. Ahlstrom a 1-0 record with a 1.17 ERA. One earned run across 7 2/3 innings of work, and he's picked up 9 strikeouts in that span. First pitch to lefty Colin Barber is called a strike. Just caught the outer edge. That time, Ahlstrom with the slider. It's a fastball, curveball, slider, changeup mix for the left-hander. He lifts and delivers. Swing and a miss. Got Barber to chase a pitch down below the zone. Barber wants to step out and collect himself. A pitch home, and Barber started his swing, but was able to hold it up. A ball and two strikes. Riders on top, 8-6. They've scored all 8 runs in the last 3 frames. Barber awaits the 1-2 from Ahlstrom. Swing and a miss. He got him. Ahlstrom picks up his first strikeout, and there are 2 gone. 6 runs on 10 hits, 2 errors for Corpus Christi. Riders 8 runs, 11 hits, and 1 error. Here's Pascanel Ferreras, who's had himself a really nice series. Singled back in the second inning and was stranded over there at first base. He's 0-2 with a strikeout since. There's the grunt, and Ahlstrom didn't get the call. Missed with 95 inside on the right-handed hitter. Where is the designated hitter tonight? The 10th pitch from Ahlstrom on its way. And it just misses upstairs. They didn't miss by much. That was the curveball. 2 balls, no strikes. Ferreras awaits the pitch. Missed outside. 94 with a fastball. Ahlstrom falls behind. 3 balls and no strikes. And if there's any complaint to be made about Robbie Ahlstrom against the Hooks this year, it's the walk numbers. A 3-0. Hit in the air into right center field. Osuna ranging over into the alleyway. He's there. And Robbie Ahlstrom's got himself a scoreless top of the 8th. 1-2-3 they go. A pair of flyouts to right field. And sandwiched between them, a strikeout. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We head to the home half of the 8th. Riders on top, 8-6 on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Last of the eighth inning, Riders on top, 8-6. Would love to add some insurance. They've scored in three straight, all crooked numbers. Abby Ortiz digs in against Hicks, and the first pitch, called a strike, caught the outer third. Ortiz, Chavez, and Mateo do up in the frame. Ortiz has himself a pair of hits tonight. He waves and fouls it back. He's behind, nothing in two. Ortiz struck out his first time up in this one. Singled and scored in the fifth on Ranger Chavez's three-run home run. And then most recently in the sixth, provided an RBI double. And the 0-2, taken well outside. Ball and two strikes now. James Hicks came on in relief of Aaron Brown, who went five innings of three-run ball. All those runs coming on Franier Chavez home run. This one slapped the other way. Deep to left. Back goes Barber. He's at the line, and it drops in foul. Ortiz just missed, keeping that one fair. Would have been really close had it been in fair ground. Barber got a good jump on it. Now Abby's got to make the long walk back, pick up his weapon, and get back in the box. A pitch home, hit hard on the ground at the second baseman, a broken bat. Sacco Jr. has it. And Ortiz is retired. He's out number one in this bottom of the eighth. Ranger Chavez to the plate for the fourth time tonight. Chavez responsible for half of the runs scored for the Riders tonight. They grounded out but produced an RBI his last time up. Talked about the three-run homer. The pitch home, he squares to bunt and lays it down just foul. With the pull side shift on, Chavez talked about that time in and time out in the cage. How badly, when they put that shift on, he wouldn't mind just to lay down a base hit bunt and stick it to the defense. And that's going to go ahead and open up a hole as Bryce Matthews, who was playing essentially shortstop as the third baseman, is now pulled in on the grass. Now he'll back up. The pitch home. Just misses. Bit up and away. Fast ball at 93 from Hicks. And Chavez pulls even at a ball and a strike. Right-hander kicks and fires. Laced in a left center field. Down a base hit. A multi-hit affair for Franier Chavez. And the Riders have one aboard with one gone here in the bottom of the eighth for Daniel Mateo. Seven different riders have notched a hit tonight. Daniel Mateo is 0-3. Chavez started and shuts it down. This one bounced on the ground to the third baseman Matthews. His only plays at first base. And he guns down Daniel Mateo, but Chavez moves up 90 feet into second base. The ground out, and Alejandro Osuna, who has two hits tonight, will dig in. Chance to pick up his first double A RBI, and he watches downstairs. Ball one. Osuna doubled back in the first inning, and he struck out in back-to-back at-bats, and singled and scored on the Freeman homer in that seventh inning. Big cut and a miss. That evens things at 1-1. Stuno is a guy that has some power in that left-handed swing. 9 homers on the year. 1-1. Foul back off of Price's mask behind the plate. And Osuna behind 1-2. We'll have to shorten up a bit. James Hicks in search of his third strikeout. Stop the scoring streak for the Riders. The pitch, taken outside. Even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Riders scored 3 in the 5th, 2 in the 6th, 3 in that 7th to take the lead. They've got a runner in scoring position with 2 outs. Here's the 2-2. Cut on and missed in the dirt, blocked by Price. The throw down to first is on the money and in time. Inning over, the Riders blanked in the 8th. They get no runs on 1 hit, no errors. Freiner Chavez stranded at second base. We head to the 9th. Riders looking to close the door. And when we return, Zach Bigley returns for the play-by-play.
Coming to Riders Field on August 25th. Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 25th. Grab your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Spend Independence Day at Riders Field with Stars and Stripes Night, presented by Rhythm Energy. The night features a patriotic Teddy tank top giveaway at the gates, courtesy of Rhythm Energy, and our biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. It's also Thirsty Thursday with half-priced Coors Light, Truly, and Big Stick Blonde through the 7th inning. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River ticket to catch the game from the Lazy River with $2 drink specials until 8 p.m. See you at Riders Field on Thursday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Arkansas Travelers at 7.05 p.m. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the 9th on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Tyler Owens on for the save opportunity for the Rough Riders, leading 8-6 in this top of the 9th inning. What a come-from-behind game this has been for the Rough Riders. Frisco at one point trailed 5-0 after the 3rd inning. They came back with a 3-run home run from Freiner Chavez in the bottom of the 5th. 2 runs in the 6th inning and a 3-run go-ahead homer down by 1 by Cody Freeman in the 7th. So now it's 8-9-1 due up against Tyler Owens, and the first pitch is high to Colin Price. It's 1-0. Price, an RBI double in the 6th inning. Here's the stretch by the right-hander, and the 1-0 pitch. Owens hits it on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. Owens on the season, 1-0 with a 2.66 ERA, 18 appearances for the right-hander. He's looking for his 4th save on the year. 23 2/3 innings. He struck out 24 to 7 walks. He readies and offers in the 1-1. Misses high, and it's 2-1. A fastball cutter splitter mix for the right-hander. Fastball at 98 miles an hour. 2-1. Fouled straight back. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Owens, as you might have heard on the pregame show over the last couple days, if you're tuned in, that he hit 100 miles an hour for the first time in his career. In his last appearance in Midland, although he gave up a homer on that pitch. 2-2. In the air down the right side and foul. 2 balls and 2 strikes. And so, looking for more consistency with that kind of velocity, but obviously keeping it in the yard. He threw it 101 miles an hour. And then in his last start here in this series, back on Wednesday, he once again, or excuse me, on Tuesday, once again hit 100. 2-2 here. Swinging a grounder foul up the third baseline on a fastball at 98. And it's two balls and two strikes. Now with the addition of Skylar Hales in the bullpen, Frisco has some pretty good juice coming out of the pen with Owens hitting 100. He consistently is in the upper 90s. Hales hit 100 tonight. He's consistently in the upper 90s. Winston Santos was consistently in the upper 90s in his start today. The 2-2 low and outside with a cutter. Or excuse me, that was the split finger. Three balls and two strikes now. This will be the eighth pitch of the plate appearance to Price. 8-6 Riders. Payoff in. Up high. Ball four. Owens walks Price. And Rolando Espinosa hits now in the ninth spot. Eight runs on 12 hits and an error for the Rough Riders. The Hooks, six runs on 10 hits and two errors. I mentioned the Rough Riders looking for their largest come-from-behind win of the season here. It's five-run deficit earlier today. The pitch outside, 1-0. Missing on the cutter. Largest comeback win of the season for the Riders is three as a mound visit commences for Liam Hicks and the rest of the infield. Riders have come from behind a three-run deficit four different times this year, including against Amarillo back on June 13th, 2 weeks ago. Never from back behind by five. So one ball and no strikes on Espinosa. Soft breeze out to left. First, or the 1-0 pitch, I should say, is a swing and a miss on the cutter. And it's one ball and one strike now on Espinosa, who has struck out twice and grounded out today. Winston Santos got the start in today's game for the Riders. Here's the stretch in the 1-1. Swinging a line drive looped into shallow right field. Osuna charging on. He makes the catch. One away. Jaron Williams now at the top of the card for Corpus. Frisco leading 8-6. Good cutter on the outside corner. Espinosa hit it off the end of the bat. So now one out, one on. Santos in his double-A debut allowed five across two and two-thirds innings. The pinch. Swing and a miss. Cutter by him, and it's 0-1. Brian Chi then went two and two-thirds in relief, allowing one run. Skylar Hales, one and two-thirds. Robbie Ahlstrom, an inning. And now Tyler Owens. 0-1. Swing and a foul back into Hicks's glove. Again on the cutter. 0-2. This bullpen has been the best in the Texas League and the third best in ERA in all of minor league baseball. They have been even better recently, and they were fantastic tonight. 0-2. Line foul to the right side. It's still no balls and two strikes. Over their last 28 games, this bullpen has a 1.63 ERA. And that'll just go down after tonight. Assuming this holds right here. Owens the 0-2. Swinging a chopper to third. Freeman waits on it. He fields only played a first, and his throw is offline. Ortiz off the bag. Would have been close anyway with Williams lagging it down the line. That might be the second error this season on Freeman. And he grimaces, and they do charge him with an error. So runner at second now. Williams aboard on the E5 with the throw, and Bryce Matthews makes his way to the plate with the tying run aboard. Matthews is 1-for-4 today with a single and a couple runs scored. The pitch. Fouled away to the right side. It's 0-1. I'm talking with Freeman about that throwing error that he had in Midland, snapping a streak of 54 consecutive games without an error this season. And he said he knew it. He knew that was his first error immediately. He's used to bouncing it on the ground here in Frisco on the good grass. The 0-1, a swing and a miss, and a high fastball. It's 0-2. Midland has very different grass than Frisco, and he said it just took a weird hop off that grass. He said if I make that same throw here, I get him out. But it was that Midland grass. He said he learned his lesson there. 0-2 pitch. Swinging a foul back behind home. It's still no balls and two strikes. Owens has got to buckle down here. Still just one out. Looking to get another ground ball here on Matthews, who can run well and be a tough guy to double up. One out. 0-2. Down and away. Skips away from Hicks. Runners heading to their respective bases. And a throw down to second is not in time. Price to third. Williams to second. An on-target throw makes it a little bit interesting, but Hicks was off balance as he was throwing down his second base, and his throw pulled Acosta off the second base bag, and a wild pitch puts runners at second and third, and now a base hit can tie the game. Top of the ninth inning, one out, one ball and two strikes on Matthews, the pitch. Check swing and a high inside fastball. They appeal and he went around. Strike three and there are two outs. First strikeout for Owens. Second out here in the ninth inning. And now it all comes down to this. Jacob Melton, owner of two home runs tonight, stands in from the left side representing the go-ahead run here in the top of the ninth inning. And time called, Carlos Cardoza out of the dugout. And he's going to go chat things over with Tyler Owens. In this instance, Carlos Cardoza has said that he will go up and he will ask Tyler Owens what he wants to do. It's a simple question. What do you want to do here? Do you want to pitch to him or do you want to walk him? And Owens clearly said, I'm going to throw to him.
At first instance, when Carlos came out, you're obviously thinking, pitching switch. We're going to go to the pen again. It was going to be an absolute brawl for Carlos Cardoza to get the ball out of Tyler Owens' right hand. Tyler Owens is a competitor. He will never say, I want to walk Jacob Melton.
So we'll see what happens here. Runners at second and third. The tying run at second. Go-ahead run at home. Top of the ninth inning. Two down. Owens pitches. Fouled back and it's 0-1. This crowd of 7,532 waiting on fireworks. Looking to see fireworks at the end of this one. Power on power. Right-hander readies. 0-1. In the air, left side, foul ground, a long run for Freeman towards the line. He slides and makes the catch. Riders win it. Trick finish to a phenomenal night of baseball. 8-6, Frisco wins it. At one point being down by five. And they're victorious. Wow, what a ball game. Luke Maley has your post-game coverage next on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back high atop Riders Field, Luke Bailey with you on the post-game show, and what a game it was for the Rough Riders playing as the Quesos. They take it by a final of 8-6. 8 runs on 12 hits, 2 errors for the Riders, 6 runs on 10 hits, 2 errors for Corpus Christi. Skylar Hales in his double-A debut goes home a winner. He's 1-0 with a perfect 0 ERA. Boy, was he good. We'll talk about him here in a minute. James Hicks takes the loss, 0-1 on the year. It was Tyler Owens who slammed the door shut on the hooks to earn his 4th save of the year. What a game it was. You look back at the scoring. Corpus Christi going up against Winston Santos in his double-A debut. Tagged him. Jacob Melton got to him with a 2-run homer in that first inning, trailing 2-0 in the third inning. The Hooks added 3 more on a pair of homers, a 2-run shot by Jacob Melton and a solo homer by Zach DiCenzo. That made it 5-0. That was the Rough Riders' largest deficit of the night. Headed to the bottom of the fifth inning, Aaron Zavala led off the frame with a walk. Abimelech Ortiz dunked in a base hit. And Frainer Chavez let the fans celebrate with a 3-run blast to bring the Riders back within 2. And then in the sixth inning, trailing 5-3, or rather 6-3, because in the top of that inning, Colin Barber picked up a leadoff single and stole a base before Colin Price drove him home. So the Riders' deficit grew back to 3 runs. And then in the bottom of the inning, Freeman led off the inning with a base hit, followed by an Aaron Zavala single. Abimelech Ortiz delivered an RBI double, then Frainer Chavez grounded out, producing his 4th RBI of the night. That brought the Riders back within 1, a 6-5 score. Then you turn the card back to the Rough Riders in the bottom of the 7th. Alejandro Osuna, in his double-A debut, notched his 2nd hit, a base hit to lead off the frame. Then with 1 out, Liam Hicks dunked in a base knock. And then Cody Freeman delivered the dagger, a 3-run homer into the in-touch home run terrace. That gave the Riders an 8-6 lead. That would be your final score. Offensively for the Riders, 8 runs, 12 hits. You look at the individual performances, got a lot of multi-hit performers. Alejandro Osuna, mentioned him, 2 hits in his double-A debut, including a run scored. Cody Freeman notched a pair of hits and 3 RBIs with the homer. Aaron Zavala scored a pair of runs, rather. Picked up a pair of hits, going 2-for-3. Abimelech Ortiz also added 2 hits. Frainer Chavez, 4 RBI. The pace of the team with 2 base hits, a single, and a 3-run blast. The Riders get things done in come-from-behind fashion, trailing at 1.5-0. They come all the way back. They improve to 3-1 in this second half, and 47-26 on the year. We'll step aside. We'll talk about tomorrow's matchup on a wonderful Saturday for baseball here at Riders Field.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back at Riders Field, Riders get it done tonight. 8-6 playing as the Queso State Frisco. 3-1 in the second half, 47-26 on the year. Boy, oh boy, this team just continues to fight. They found themselves behind 5-0. After three innings, they come all the way back, and they get the job done. Back at it tomorrow, a 7.05 p.m. first pitch. Dane Acker gets the ball for the Riders. He's 3-2 with a 3-even ERA against Tyler Guilfoyle, who is 3-6 with a 3.92 ERA. And both of these teams have seen those two pitchers. First for Tyler Guilfoyle, he's pitched pretty well. 3.72 ERA across four games, three of those starts. That's eight earned runs and 19 and a third innings of work. He has struggled with the walks a bit. 11 walks, 14 strikeouts in those 19 and a third innings. But despite that 3.72 ERA, he is 0-3 against the Riders. And then on the other side, Dane Acker, the right-hander, gets the ball. He is 0-2 with a 4.61 ERA against the Hooks across three starts. That's seven earned runs in 13 and two-thirds innings of work. He's picked up 19 strikeouts to seven walks. So Dana Acker gets the ball, and he's been as consistent as they come for the Riders this year. Just really good on the hill. And one complaint about Dana Acker all year is we'd like to see him go deeper in ballgames. And Dana's kind of answered the call as of late. When it comes to that, he had never pitched in professional baseball, going at least, hadn't made it into six innings. And in his last two starts, back on June 15th here against Amarillo, and then on the road at Midland on the 22nd, he has gone exactly six innings. What can we expect from Dane Acker tomorrow? Hopefully another six-inning outing. It was six innings, three earned runs his last time, and two starts ago was six innings, one earned run. But Dane Acker gets the ball tomorrow for the Riders against Tyler Guilfoyle. Should be a ton of fun. A lot of fun going on here at the ballpark for that one. It is Anime Wonderfest as part of Multicultural Weekend. All anime fans, make your way out to the ballpark. As there's going to be all sorts of exhibitors and artist vendors, activations and activities. Japanese and Asian food, guest cosplayers, and so much more. It's also a Saturday, which means kids can run the bases postgame, courtesy of our friends at Raising Cane's. And then you can round out the weekend back here at Riders Field on Sunday, a 6.05 p.m. first pitch, where the Riders infield turns into a different kind of infield. It's Major League Cricket Night to round out Multicultural Weekend. All sorts of cool stuff going on with the Texas Super Kings of Major League Cricket. It's also a Kids Sunday Fun Day, which means bring the little ones out. Our Kids Center themes inflatables and acts throughout the game. And then cap off the weekend with Sunday Summer Fireworks, presented by Crowder Law Firm and, as always, powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. Riders earn a win tonight. They come back from down five to win it 8-6. 8 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors for the Riders. 6 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors for Corpus Christi. Game number 74 tomorrow. But for the time being, the Riders sit at 47-26 as they get things done tonight. On behalf of my partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley, saying thanks for hanging out with us on this Friday night. Riders win it in comeback fashion. We'll be back on the airwaves tomorrow, beginning at 6:50 for a 7:05 p.m. first pitch.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders!
Let's ride.